Hello and welcome to Double D's podcast, where I'll give you my thoughts and views with sometimes humorous but always honest take on a variety of topics. The NFL has completed another season with the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Kansas City Chiefs, finally. Major League Baseball is also just beginning. NCAA basketball is roaring to its regular season end, and its March to Madness begins. It's the NHL Four Nation Tourney, though, that has come to the forefront of the sports world. Canada and the United States dropped the puck for the championship Thursday night. This is going to be no ordinary Canada-USA meeting. This one's fueled by an earlier thrashing of the Canadians by the U.S. team, which had three fights in the first 9 seconds. Boos of the United States national anthem were heard throughout the arena. Fierce checking and trash talking also were throughout the contest. No love lost here. So Thursday's match in Boston should be a very good one. Player and national pride is on the line. Good luck to all. On a more mellow note, as previously mentioned, Major League Baseball has started spring training. Optimism for all teams. Which teams will be a surprise and which teams will falter? We'll find out. It's a long 162 games, so get ready for a roller coaster ride. In the American League East, I have the Orioles battling the Yankees for the division crown, with the Tampa Bay Rays giving chase, Boston and Toronto not having such a good year, battling it out for Seller. In the American League West, I'm going to go with Seattle. They had a tough time last year, but I think they're going to bounce back, win the division, with Texas coming in second. The Angels having a late sprint to finish third. Astros rally for fourth place. And the Athletics in the basement. In the American League Central, tip of the hat to Thomas Magnum. The Detroit Tigers take the division crown. Kansas City gets runner-up position. The White Sox finish amazingly at third place, with Cleveland and Minnesota headed to the basement. Keep listening for preseason picks on the NL. It's going to be tough to upset the Dodgers. They got a payroll bigger than the U.S. budget. But let me touch on politics for a minute. I know people say stay away from it, but bear with me here. Chant with me. DEI, 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 DEI. Folks, that doesn't stand for diversity, equity, and inclusion. It stands for divide, eviscerate, and insult. When someone doesn't agree with you, you're ridiculed, name-called, your words are taken out of context in an effort to panic, divide, and demean. The rallying cry is panic. The sky is falling. Citing constitutional crisis. This is from a party that had no answers, only aforementioned panic. They denied President Biden was not fit to be president, then usurped the primary process by appointing, not electing, an heir that blew through money like a five-year-old in a candy store. That could be considered constitutional crisis. Shameful, shameful. Not just busting on the Democrats. The Republicans aren't a lot better. Reach across the aisle. Do what you were sent there to do. Solve problems. Common sense, people. Common sense. Want to restore faith in Congress? Introduce a bipartisan bill calling for term limits and line item veto. No more 5,000-page bills. We don't know what's in it. You don't read it. Nobody reads it. Common sense, folks. Stop the histrionics. Vote your conscience, not your party. Your office shouldn't be a life appointment where you somehow become a multimillionaire making less than $200,000 a year. Folks, I don't know how that works, but they should be on Wall Street, not in Congress, if they can do that. Remember, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I just want to also mention, with the Major League Baseball season starting, get out to spring training if you're close by. If you're not, your team comes home, go out, support them, have fun. It's a wonderful game. Take your family. Enjoy the day. Thank you for listening, and I hope to be back shortly. Thank you.